A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30 at KSL. I'm Maria Chaleo, sitting in for Jeff Kaplan. And blue skies, 96 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. Millions of bees won't be buzzing anymore after they had to be killed when a semi carrying hundreds of hives crashed on I-80. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
There were hundreds of hives on the back of this semi. Those all ended up on the side of the road in a heap, and millions of bees began to swarm. Julie Arthur with Wasatch Beekeepers Association says all the bees were killed when crews used firefighter foam to control that swarm. She says she's planning on working with officials on a plan to save more bees in the future in case something like this happens again.
Arthur says it's very common for beekeepers to truck their colonies across the country for cross-pollination. A Utah judge has temporarily blocked the state's abortion trigger law, effective immediately. It's being put on hold for the next 14 days while a legal challenge to it plays out in state courts. Planned Parenthood of Utah CEO Carrie Galloway says they were anxiously awaiting the decision.
A lot of anxiety on the side of patients as well as staff as they wait to try and figure out whether they're going to be able to help the people they're committed to helping.
Pro-Life Utah says they are saddened by the news, but they are confident Utah's laws to protect the unborn will be upheld in court. The sponsor of the state's trigger law, Senator Dan McKay, says he's confident the ban will be upheld. Our top national story this half hour. The U.S. Supreme Court sided with a Bremerton High School football coach this morning in a case about religious freedoms. Charlie Harger is a reporter at Cairo News Radio, KSL News Radio's sister station in Seattle.
This is the case of Joseph Kennedy, who lost his job after leading athletes and students in prayer on the field after games, something the Bremerton School District said was unconstitutional. In 2016, Kennedy spoke with Cairo News Radio's Dory Monson.
This is the covenant that I made with God that after every game, this is before I even started coaching, that if I became a coach, this is what I do. I give you the glory on the 50 after every single game.
In its 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court ruled the prayers were voluntary and did not violate the religious freedom of students. Kennedy has said he expects to get his job back if he won the case. Charlie Harger, Cairo News Radio.
The House Select Committee announced a surprise January 6th hearing for tomorrow. Last week, the committee said it was taking a two-week break to review new evidence and witness testimony. Now it has set a new hearing, saying it will present recently obtained evidence and schedule new witnesses. The committee recently received footage from a Trump documentary shot before, during, and after the 2020 election and the January 6th riot. You can hear that hearing right here on KSL News Radio at 11 tomorrow morning. Russian missiles slammed into a crowded shopping mall in the central Ukrainian city of Kremenchuk today. At least 11 are dead. The death toll is expected to rise, with dozens injured.
Just the facade of the mall is standing. It's completely demolished. There's a huge emergency services operation going on here. You see fire trucks all around because there's an enormous rescue operation going on. Hopefully, rescue operation. But the fear is that there'll be more bodies under the rubble.
That is ABC's James Longman at the scene. A date set for the trial of an American basketball star, Brittany Griner. She has been held in Moscow since her February 17th arrest on drug smuggling charges.
Brittany Griner had no comment as she walked into the courtroom, and as she left, handcuffed and carrying a green paper.
Brittany, how do you feel? Is everything okay?
She would only shake her head. The court has set this coming Friday, July 1st, as the beginning of Griner's trial on charges that she smuggled a cannabis extract into Russia in a vape pen in her luggage. The 31-year-old Phoenix Mercury star has been playing in Russia during the offseason. She was returning to join her team when she was arrested at the airport. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Developers broke ground today on an apartment complex in Salt Lake City's Ballpark neighborhood.
Rich Day is a developer for the Tradition Point luxury apartments right by the Smiths Ballpark. The complex will mostly consist of one bedrooms and studio apartments.
It comes down to more affordability, too. We don't have a lot of wasted space. We have areas where, you know, people can call it home and be comfortable, but not, you know, empty space where they're not being used.
Day says Salt Lake City is working on improving the area. Day calling it gentrification.
Gentrification is the way that I view it is building up or making better of an area. You know, anything that's historical or important to the city, obviously, we don't want to touch.
In the city's plan for the Ballpark area, they mention mitigating the negative effects of gentrification as development occurs. Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
Housing market is finally beginning to cool. New data shows some homeowners trying to sell their houses have to drop prices. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly explains.
More than 45% of home sellers in Salt Lake City cut prices in May, and almost 48% of Provo sellers did in order to entice buyers. That's according to a new report from the real estate website Redfin. The chief economist at Redfin says many buyers are having to back out of the market due to rising interest rates.
Experts say don't expect home prices to fall to pre-pandemic levels, but a correction is coming. KSL News Time, 5:35. Let's get the latest on the roads. Here's Ricky Meese.
We've had a crash in Utah County on southbound I-15 prior to Lehigh Main Street. It had been blocking the center lanes of travel, but crews have been able to move it. Just now, they held back all traffic. And now that it's moved, traffic's starting to move through the area again, but with heavy residual delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.